next guest is one of the great football managers. He spent the bulk of his career playing as a defender for South Melbourne, and he represented Australia at a senior level four times between 86 and 88. He got us to the 2018 World Cup, and these days he's managing Celtic in Scotland, taking him to the Champions League, by the way. So, please welcome Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah, he's home because his Celtic FC are playing Sydney FC. Everton involved as well. Should be an absolute cracking festival of football. G'day, Ange. How are you, mate?
Hey, guys. I'm well. How are you guys? All right?
Yeah, fantastic. You are currently top of the SPL ladder, 9 points clear of second place Rangers. That's good. We'll talk about that in a moment. But you're hosting some games with Sydney FC and also Everton. That's going to be fantastic as well. Good to have you home.
Yeah, no, good to be home. Yeah, looking forward to it. Long trip over, and but I was selling Oz to all the my Scottish friends here, and now we've got hailed on. The weather just changed, and I'm copping it from all sides. But no, good boys. I'm really happy to be here, and looking forward to the games. I haven't been home for a few years, so yeah, really excited by it.
Harry Kewell's joined your coaching staff this year. How much of a difference has he made to the setup, and what has he brought?
Yeah, no, everyone loves Harry. It's a bit annoying for me, but no, he's good. H has been great. It was good to bring him in. He obviously, you know, he wants to sort of carve out his own career as a coach. And, you know, we had a sort of vacancy here. And, yeah, from my perspective, always try to give opportunities to guys, you know, particularly Australian guys who, you know, find hard to get a look in some areas. And he's been great. You know, he's got great energy. He's got great experience. And he's a great deal younger than me, so the boys sort of relate to him a little bit better than they do me. So, no, he's good, and he's excited to be home too. Obviously, Sydney's hometown, so he's pretty pumped to be here.
And what about the Scottish culture? I remember going to play rugby over there, and it's always they're friendly. It's a good vibe.
On the beers?
Not just that, but even I think when you went over there, when you've been over there and you're coaching, are you relaxed while coaching over there?
Relaxed? No, definitely not relaxed, mate. They're full on. I mean, they're just so passionate about. I mean, obviously, my football club, Celtic. I mean, it's part of their sort of existence. You know, it's part of their family. They just, everything's about their football club, and the whole week, you know, revolves around it. And their mood is judged by how we go on match day. And that kind of gives you a great responsibility and understanding of just what it means to people. But no, look, we fit in really well in terms of family wise. And yeah, you're right, they're friendly, mate. They'll bump into me in the street and invite me over for dinner, even though I've never met them before. It's really for me. It's been brilliant because obviously, you know, I'm passionate about football and my code, and to be in a place where, you know, people are even more passionate than that has been great.
Ange, how's your life changed?
My hope is people come to the game. They'll give them the best sort of indicator of what sort of my life's been. How my life's changed and where I'm at the moment, because I'll get a great atmosphere. We play Sydney obviously tomorrow night, and then Everton on the weekend, the Premier League club. So, I mean, from my perspective, I've always, you know, growing up here, I've always looked forward to overseas clubs coming to Australia. And, you know, if I wasn't managing one of them, I'd be there watching tomorrow night. So hopefully people come along and it'll be a good game, but cracking atmosphere as well.
Yeah, Celtic FC versus Sydney FC, 7:45 Thursday, which is tomorrow night at Allianz Stadium, and then Everton, as Ange said, on Sunday afternoon, 2:45 at Accor Stadium. So they're going to be absolute crackers. And enjoy your time back in Australia. Hopefully not too much more hail. You can give it to the boys back there in Scotland. Congratulations on everything that you've done. You're much loved, and it's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.